and one to Pastor Cool.
What, can you say again?
Yeah, I'm going to hip hop and your daughter start the winner of Broccoli B.
Broccoli B?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The winner of the Broccoli B? Okay, you got Broccoli B. And I want one other Big Daddy Kane, one other LL Cool J, and one other Snoop Dogg and Tupac Shakur. And I want Ice Cube in my iced tea. Okay, you have iced tea?
Yeah, we have iced tea.
You have iced tea, yeah. I want Ice Cube.
Can you speak slow down? I don't understand.
Oh, are you Taiwanese?
No, Thai.
You Thai?
Yeah.
I Thai too. You said you're not Thai.
Yeah, I speak Thai.
Okay, well, I'm from the other Thai. I'm from the southern Thai, and I want one other Booyah Tribe, LL Cool J, and one other Big Daddy Kang, and the hip hop, and your daughter, and rhythm of Broccoli B. Okay.
LL Cool J.
Yeah, I want other Big Daddy Kang. No, wait, crisscross that out. Look, I want Wu-Tang Clan, Snoop Dogg Dogg, one other Snoop Dogg Dogg, and Tupac Shakur. You know Shakur?
Shakur.
Yeah, Tupac. I want Tupac Shakur.
Two pack of charcoal.
Yeah, yeah. Two pack of charcoal and with flavor flav. And two short ribs. You have two short ribs?
Short ribs,
yeah. Two short.
Oh, okay.
Two short ribs and a hip hop and you don't stop and a rhythm of the broccoli beat and a bang bang boogie and don't stop the boogie. Okay?
You speak too fast. I don't understand.
I speak slow, okay? Listen to me.
Okay, can you tell me the number?
Okay, all right.
This is a restaurant.
Yeah! Yeah, last one, Thai food.
Yes.
Yeah, I want Thai food because me so hungry. I need Thai food. This Thai restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah. I need two short ribs and I need Wu-Tang Clan.
Can you speak English slow down, okay?
Okay, I speak English. I try to, okay? You know, you Thai, you my brother, right? You Thai? You Taiwanese?
No, Thailand.
You're Thailand?
Yeah. You have to speak slow down.
Oh, slow. Okay.
You speak fast, like Chinese. I don't understand.
I try to speak like as slow as I can. You have to have this food. What kind of Thai restaurant is this? You don't have Wu-Tang Clan?
Wu-Tang Clan
and Snoop Dogg Dogg?
No, we don't.
And Broccoli B. You have Broccoli B and the bang bang, the bang bang boogie and the rhythm of the hip hop and you don't stop.
Bang bang boogie?
Yeah.
No, we don't have that.
You don't have bang bang boogie?
Okay, wait a minute.
Huh?
More like radio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too. This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Well, you had an EDM like right next to your cancer. Which That's
is,
cool.
Yeah, it's cool until you try to sleep.
Until 5 in the morning and the beat is still dropping and your tent is literally blowing back and forth because of the fire wind exploding from the tent across the lake. And we're just sitting there all old and in our 30s and going, who's still dancing?
No, but this is the best part. Like, so we're sleeping and then it's four in the morning. We've been walking around all day.
Each night.
All you hear outside of the tent is this. Which, fine, whatever. I could deal with that, right? Okay, no problem. I could sleep for that if I'm tired enough. But then the loudest fireball you've ever heard. I mean, this isn't an exaggeration. It shook the camper. And we were about to fall asleep. And then, you know, the beat's building up. Oh, okay, finally, you know. And everyone's... And then all of a sudden... Boom!
Wow. This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Man.
What you are coming from above.
Gotta do the ODB part. Gotta do the ODB part.
Thanks for listening to the Dutch and Royce program, everybody, here on morelikeradio.com. I am Joel Dutch Van Wigerden here with Royce Lopez.
What up?
Yeah.
Marie Lopez.
You're a superstar.
John Cake Stanzeri.
My eyes and soul being a senator.
Sherry Dalai Lama.
Hello.
Super producer Mitch Heil.
The lyrics to this song.
This song is 19 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does it make you feel old?
Let me know I could have a 19-year-old kid. Let me know I could have a 19-year-old kid.
Yep.
I mean, statistically speak. I was doing the numbers. I'm like, man, I could have a fucking an adult person right now.
Let's see. It is March 14th, 2017.
Pi Day!
It's Pi Day, motherfuckers.
Pi Day.
Pi!
I'm very tired. I didn't sleep at all last night. Like, literally no sleep. I've been up for 40-something
hours. So don't
tell me. I'm either going to drag really hard or I'm going to hit that stage of slap happy.
Oh, you going to get that slap happy.
Tell me if this helps, Dutch. Did that help?
Yeah, a little bit. Slap happy.
Okay. Well, shit far.
Well, here's what up.
Dutch, why no sleep?
Yeah, what happened?
It was just one of those nights I just did not sleep, and so I like got up and started playing like a video game to see if it would like get me tired, and then I tried to watch TV, and before I knew it was 7 in the morning.
Is it because of daylight savings? Is it fucking you up?
No.
Goddamn
farmers. By the way, how does Arizona get away with being the only state that says fuck that?
Because I guess they don't have to. I mean, they can't make a state do anything they don't want to, you know?
I guess, but like they're the only ones.
Yeah, well. Okay.
Well, who wants to go to like Phoenix and Scottsdale anyways? Let them have their thing.
Well, the guy who wrote that song, you know?
I went to Scottsdale. Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, LA.
Northern Minnesota, where the girls are froze.
No, that's not how it goes. You're like fucking 0 for 2 with lyrics tonight, Mitch. Dutch, I have. Can I get some like dramatic, like some, not dramatic, but maybe some like deep storytelling music? Because I have to tell a quick story. It's important. But
quick, but deep.
Uh-oh. Yeah, like.
Deep and quick?
Like, you know, like lock up music, like, you know, background music, like when they're telling the
like
story.
Like, dum-dum.
No, that's fucking Law and Order. That's something different. Law and Order, that's not what I want.
Oh, I know the song. Though.
You know what?
Jacuzzi.
You know what? Forget it.
Wait,
I'll just tell the story.
What if I just go do 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 do.
I forgot what I was going to sing. I just want to sing that song.
In the bowels of the cathedral,
I was sitting on something and other things that are happening. That's how it goes.
I got something for you here. I think this works.
All right, yay! There it is. That's the Pink Panther thing.
I love playing this bass line.
Talk over this.
No, I'm not going to talk over the Pink Panther theme. I won't do it.
Do it.
So Royce got banned.
I ain't for it. I'm against it.
Royce got banned from Facebook today.
Yeah, well, for 3 days.
What?
I'm going to Facebook timeout for 3 days.
Again?
Well, no. Okay. Let me happen. Can I explain? Okay.
What'd you do?
Exactly.
Last time
What'd you do?
Okay, well, a few months ago, I got banned for a day, and it was for something stupid. I don't remember what it was. But it was for something I posted in 2014. They found the picture, and they banned me for a day. But I would still be able to use Messenger. Today,
was your wiener out?
Today, to promote the show...
Wiener.
I suck cock and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
So you can suck my penis. So you boys got
I feel like we're
going to
have a
clip
heavy show.
Kick him in a penis.
Royce got banned for 3 days.
I got banned for 3 days this
because
time.
Because he was trying to promote Dutch and
I was trying to promote Dutch and Royce, this very show that we're on. And I posted online. I go, hey, guys, check out our show. A whole bunch of BS. And then at the end
of it. It's not bullshit.
Well,
it's a good show.
You know what I mean. And then at the end of it, I wrote, help us spick out.
Meaning Royce.
Meaning me. Help me out because I'm
Royce
I referred to myself as a spick. I said, help us spick out.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, I did not know this, but I am not allowed to even call myself a spick, even if I'm referring to myself. What? No, apparently
do you
not.
Have to show, word. Do you have to show Cuban credentials to be allowed to say Spick?
I would hope that my skin tone and last name are credentials enough, but I'll say this.
Well, I have the last name Lopez, and my skin tone is tan, and I am not a Hispanic.
Well, my point is this. I see a lot of people of a different race who use the N-bomb all
Cracker.
The time.
Oh.
Who's the N-bomb.
Crackers use N-bombs?
Well, yes, in Alabama. No, but you know what I mean? Like, black guys use the N-bomb all the time on Facebook.
No, they don't.
And they never, ever get banned. Like, so why is
Yeah, because they have a Black Lives Movement behind them.
So my point is this. I sent a message. I'm appealing this ban, by the way. It's 3 days. 3 days, and I can't even use Messenger either. 3 days I'm banned. Can't use Messenger. Because I called myself a Spick. Okay? So, I'm... The video... Now, I'm not live on Facebook myself, but... I was able to pirate my way on to Dutch and Royce, so I'm still we're still live on Facebook via Dutch and Royce. So I was banned because I called myself a Spick. Apparently, that is frowned upon.
I guess so.
And
so they probably just have this whatever program that just anytime any racial word pops up, you're automatically banned.
But how do you explain black Facebook? Because that word pops up, the N word pops up all the time. I have friends who use it. On Facebook, and they don't get banned. So why is one word acceptable used in a certain context, and my word used in the very same context as they're using it, not acceptable? I'm calling myself a
Spick. Did you send them an email saying this? Or
yes,
no?
I did. I absolutely. I said,
Roy's SWJ is way over there.
I appealed it, and I know how to talk to them. I said, so first off, I said, I'm Cuban, and I was referring to Spick. I was referring to myself. I said that I see other groups on Facebook who use the N-word liberally, and their accounts are not suspended or ever suspended. So I just want a clarification here. Does Facebook have different policies depending on your race? Question mark. I said, I'm screenshotting this for my records. Please let me know as soon as possible. Because
that sounds like you're going to lawyer
up. You can't pick. You can't pick.
What if somebody lawyered up for being banned for 3 days?
I don't know. But no.
Maybe like there's plenty other social media sites. You don't have to be on ours.
But my point is, no, I don't know if someone reported me, Maul. The thing is, they didn't say, because I honestly think they might just have some sort of algorithm that looks for, like, some sort of race robot that just looks for racist words.
Yeah.
One of those robots that if gained consciousness would just kill itself immediately, because all it does is scour fucking Facebook for racism.
I'm thinking, like, the guy who had to write that program.
Oh, can you imagine?
You know, it's just doing code, you know.
It's like that
backslash.
It's like that episode of South Park.
Arrow.
It's like that episode of South Park when Butters had to filter through all of Cartman's bad tweets. Yeah. Hey, caller, who's this?
Okay, this happened to me earlier.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's our old buddy, right?
There he goes.
It was our friend for our middle school friend.
Oh, well, he'll figure it out.
He will figure it out.
So I'm not allowed to call myself Spick. But black people go to call themselves N-bomb. By the way, I'm not trying to say they shouldn't. Let them. But why can't I refer to myself as that? It doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Like, I'm really fucking... I use it in a silly, silly way, too. Like I said, help a Spick out. Like, how the fuck is that a problem? That's like if, Dutch, you said help a cracker out. Like, no one would think... You know what I mean? Like, who cares?
Yeah. Something similar happened to Andre Iguodala, who's a forward for the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
He was in an interview after a game, like in the locker room or whatever, and he dropped the N-bomb a couple of times, and the NBA fined him $10,000, which I found was a little odd. But then again, I was trying to think, I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard that before. Has anybody dropped the N-word in an interview after a game before? And I couldn't think of any time, because it's like some sort of a precedent set that if anybody, like, does that sound weird to you? I mean, I understand that, like, okay, that's their employer and they have, like, probably a code of conduct kind of thing. But don't you think it's a little weird that Adam Silver, who looks like a skeleton reincarnated, is telling Andre Iguodala whether or not he can use that word or not?
No, but this is, remember last week on Hippo Juice, I kind of got into a little back and forth with Kyle about Zuckerberg and all that. It's like, yeah, dude, the guy does a lot of great things for charity, absolutely. But, like, this kind of stuff, this isn't good. Like, I should be able to use that word. Fucking, for example, Milo's out there, he's selling his book called Going on the Dangerous Faggot Tour. And he's not banned from Facebook. He is from Twitter, but not from Facebook. So why can't
Twitter? That's where they drew the line?
Milo's banned on Twitter. Oh, yeah, he was. But after the whole Leslie Jones, whatever Leslie Jones thing, when you know people started harassing her after the Ghostbusters movie.
Hey guys,
we got our caller back.
Who's this?
Hey,
Jared.
What's up? Yeah,
earlier.
What's up, Jared? What's
hey,
going on,
Rod.
Dude?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, buddy?
Hi. Going. So my input on this is because if you like, what Facebook like, is this is on Facebook, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So with this thing that they have is a basically a bot. So what they do when they like it's a bot that listens for any like words that any so it has so it processes any curse words or any like basically it reruns everything. It's like someone reports about anything.
Right.
It goes through it and checks everything and then hits the.
But here's a perfect example. Like that robot, let's say I spelled, for example, let's say I was running right. Oh, this food had a lot of spice in it. And I forget to, I did a typo and I forget to put the E. Then Spick is out there. Are they going to ban me for that? Like that's my, where does this robot
is the algorithm smart enough to understand context of Spick versus a spelling
or
error?
Or is it just going fucking scorched earth, anything that's sad, that's it, fuck it. You know, and that's what I'm wondering.
Sure, they probably have a couple of people who, you know, once these things get reported back, they probably look over it real quick and then decide whether or not you're banned. I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's basically so. If you go on, so don't blame me. There's this. Okay, don't. Okay,
it's your
don't
fault.
Blame me.
It's your
a,
fault.
It's a child site.
It's your fault.
I know about it.
It's all your fault, Jared. I'm blaming you.
I play CS:GO. I'm sorry now.
Thank
okay.
you. I appreciate that he apologized. John, that's how you apologize.
That's how you apologize?
Yes.
Yeah, you say, I play CSGO, I'm sorry.
See, there you go, boom.
I play sorry now. I play CSGO now.
Okay.
But I used to play this game.
You seem more like a Settlers of Catan guy, but we'll talk about that later. Go on with the algorithm.
I am white.
So there's a child site that you frequent?
No, but it's a, type anything, like if you say, let's say, just put F.UCK, basically
right.
say that, it bans it, like it basically puts hashtags instead of actually banning you, but with Facebook, they do the exact same thing, but ban you for a certain amount of time, same thing.
So you found a site that you can test your comments out to see if you're going to get banned for it?
Oh yeah.
So when you go onto this child site and then you say I want to fuck all of you, you get banned?
Basically, but it's actually it doesn't do that. It just hashtags it, so you
it blocks it out with like you know just symbols and numerals. It does that on a game that I play as well.
John, can I get a shit fire because I can't say it right.
Well, shit far.
Thank you. So now I have to go on this site, and I have to fucking edit all my posts. Look, I understand. Look, Jared, it's not your fault. I mean, it's a little bit your fault, but I'm not going to take it out on you. And
I'm the cancer that makes this.
Take it out on me.
Listen, here's the thing. It's not your fault. It's your generation. I do understand that you guys are like the new. You can't say anything about it. But listen, here's the thing. I could say spick about myself. I'm allowed to. In the Constitution, I am making up right now that it says it that I can. And I'm going to say that Facebook, I understand it's not free speech because they're their own company. They could do whatever they want. But Mark Zuckerberg is fucking, I'm not saying he's doing this, but he's allegedly drop kicking Hawaiians off of his land and and getting them in headlocks. I'm not saying this is 100% sure, but if I was a betting man, I would bet that he's getting in attack helicopters and just shooting native Hawaiians and saying.
Isn't that like Hitler, basically?
No, that's not like Hitler. Hitler did not have you're ridiculous. Hitler didn't have attack helicopters. He would have won the war.
Yeah,
helicopters
weren't even invented yet.
I believe aerial screw.
They were testing them in World War II.
Yeah, well, you would know because you look like a guy who really likes the History Channel. And I appreciate that about you.
Actually, no. I actually researched this my own time on my computer, which I now have a new monitor.
Nerd alert!
Oh my god, you're going to be Mitch when you
I have 100 and something hours on CSGO. Don't worry about it.
Oh my god.
CSGO fiasco?
Alright, here's the thing.
I wasn't worried.
I want you to get in contact with our producer, Jared, because I see you guys going on a very similar path in life, and I think it's going to help you not get catfished, and he turned out okay. I mean, relatively speaking.
Don't get catfish.
As soon as you can get your hands on alcohol, it'll help.
There you go. Look, we're helping you, buddy. Well, listen, don't
you
tell your parents.
Have that rush Russian made vodka and other things.
That's a really. And you know what? I'm going to get you in touch with my pal John Sanzari if you want to do fucking impressions, because he can help you out with that too. Look, we have everything to help you out, all right? Whatever you need.
We also have a real Russian if you want.
Actually, okay. I actually have 147 hours on CSGO.
What
okay.
is that? What is that? I don't
Counter-Strike.
Know.
Oh. Which part? Counter Strike has had this like
CS:GO.
Yeah, that's what they call it nowadays. Yeah, dude, I remember playing Counter Strike when I was in college back in 2000. How old were you in 2004?
One.
You were one.
You were one in 2004. Oh my god!
Yeah, dude, I was playing that game when it first came out in my dorm with everybody in my college. I can't believe that game is still, and they haven't really updated the graphics or anything.
Joel,
it's so weird how
trying,
that game is still huge.
You were trying to relate to a one-year-old.
By the way, the guest in the chat says they use helicopters in the Burma Theater during World War II.
I mean, my
mom's
a lot younger then, if you think about it.
Don't bring up
your
mom.
How was your mom, dude? Did you tell her hi for me the
Dutch
last time?
Dutch is going to hit on her. No. That's why you should. God damn it. You can't do that because he's going to hit on her. You can't.
Well,
he has this thing for MILFs.
He sure does.
Hey, Jared, how old's your mom?
40-something. I forget exactly.
Okay.
She's saying I can't tell anymore.
All right. You know what Dutch calls that? Dutch calls that a good night at the bar. So you know what? You really shouldn't be dangling that fruit in front of Dutch. He's doing the best he can.
Not a good night at the bar, just the end of the night at the bar.
Okay.
Don't worry. Whatever. He's single. It's all fine. Don't worry about
it. All right, Jared. Hey, man, thanks for calling in, but thanks for listening. All right, bud?
Thank you, J-Rod. All right.
Yeah, we're at it.
See you guys.
Later.
Hey, Royce, why don't you just do what the nerds do as far as, and this is where it came from because of that same stuff.
Yeah.
You know, use a number one for I, use an ampersand for, or, you know, use the at key for an
honestly,
A. If you
Dutch,
want to curse.
Dutch, honestly.
Zero for an
no,
O.
Dutch,
he didn't think he had to.
I didn't think, I didn't know this. I've been cursing. Cursing isn't an issue. Fuck, shit, cunt, all that's fine.
You think someone
it's
ratted
when it
you
gets
out?
Racial, apparently. It's
probably did.
It's when it gets racial that I think that they have a problem.
It just seemed odd because you're saying help a spick out. I mean, that's. A, you're talking about yourself, and B, you're not even being that discriminatory.
Oh, I just got a response from Facebook. Hold on, here it
oh,
is.
Oh, what'd they say? Oh,
that's racism, man. I love to racism, bro.
I don't know if that's official or not.
I actually really, got excited for half a second.
I'm really sure. I'm not holding my breath that they're going to reply. I mean, what am I going to do? They're fucking, I mean, they could do what they want, but it's just silly to me, you know?
I think it's all just, you know, trying to get attention for the show.
You think that
are you just trying to plug this show, Royce?
Yeah, you're right. That's what it was. I was trying to.
Have you ever
show.
Thought, Royce? Have you ever thought about making a second account and then whining on it that your other account got banned?
That Mersh could do that. I mean, he has that market cornered. I'm not going to corner that market. But it's 3 days. I'm going to live. But it's just silly. Like I don't. This is one I didn't see coming. Like it's one of those weird ones where it's like I called myself a spick. It's a dumb throwaway joke. It was a throwaway joke. You know?
Yeah.
And it's just like. 3 day ban, like I did something terrible, and it's like I can't call
for
myself
3 days because you called yourself a spick.
What if I was talking about it in a different context? What if I was saying, hey, this guy on the street just called me a spick. Am I then in trouble?
I bet you this algorithm and bot understands context.
So then, context when I say help a spick out, then context should dictate.
It's trying to correct you. It's saying, you're the racist, stop being racist.
I don't want this robot telling me I'm a racist.
The robot thinks you're racist, Royce.
I don't like it.
I mean, I don't
These
like it either.
These are social justice robots, and I'm not fucking having it.
I don't know where they came from. Are they?
Well, I'll tell you where they came from. It's called Cyberdyne. Read a book.
Oh, boy.
God damn it.
We've been reading the book of RoboCop.
Yeah, I know, and that did not turn out well for Alex Murphy. He lost his humanity and his son. It's sad. I'm not going to cry. I'm already fucking sad enough as it is about Facebook. No, but I'm, you know, it's
when
just,
did this whole you know, anti-bullying campaign, because I know it happened not too long ago, was it like within the last year where Zuckerberg came out and said that, you know, Facebook is acquiring new measures to stop online bullying and things like that?
I think it was like 2 years ago.
Was it? Okay, because I feel like for a while there, Facebook kind of was like, whatever, you know, and they just kind of left it. You just couldn't post porn. Like that was the only thing they had for a while there. And then, yeah, in the last, like, year or two.
It's gotten awful, right?
It's just like,
look, I mean, it's their, it's a free site. It's their site. I mean, technically, no, they can do whatever they want, but it is the biggest social media.
I get it, but
site out there. At some point, it is kind of like, dude, on, Dutch, some people rely on this for communication.
At some point, it's not a free site though, because I've spent hundreds of dollars promoting the show on Facebook. Like, I've spent my money. You know,
because
like,
otherwise your posts get buried.
Exactly,
because
if not, they
don't
get buried.
They don't show them.
So the thing is, like, I do. I've spent money advertising,
you know what?
Buying ads.
This is the first step in new Facebook being born. When a social media site is censoring how people are allowed to talk, people will move to a place where they're not censored.
Right. Or if they just kind of let everything go, like MySpace did. And what Twitter kind of does, then people are like, okay, this is too much. Let's find something that's a little, you know, a little tighter.
Well, if
that's
you keep banning everyone for stupid shit, eventually people will get used to not using Facebook.
Right.
Like, no one wants to be on a site where they could potentially be banned for using the site in the rules in which it was built.
And I love that.
You think you can still get banned on MySpace?
Does MySpace still exist?
I love that they go like, that they say, you know, read the rules. I'm like, are you fucking serious? I don't have 7 hours. Like, the rules are 500 pages of bullshit.
I would say, did I read the rules? I joined in 2004 when there weren't these rules.
But here's the problem.
Stop writing
you could
rules.
You could say, where in the rules does it say I can't say spick?
Yeah.
Is that very explicitly explained? Because if it's not,
do you have a list of words you can't say?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Facebook is turning into George Carlin's bit. Isn't that sad?
We're all having to turn into lawyers.
But that's the problem. You shouldn't have to be a fucking lawyer to understand it. Like, businesses for a long time have been getting away with doing things like, you know, iTunes and all these sites because they have all these big, you know, updates and it's all this minor stuff that nobody reads. Everyone just clicks accept because you want to get moving. And I think that that's not really fair because. Even the wording in it is a lot of legalese, and I don't think that you should have to be you shouldn't need a lawyer to use iTunes or to use
Facebook.
Have
you ever tried to read a contract all the way through? It's the worst.
No, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, you shouldn't need a fucking law degree to get online for things, and that's the problem. It's like, rules should be clearly specified. These are the rules. That's it. The problem is that they leave so much room to interpret, you know, so they could do whatever they want. And I understand. They're their own company. I am not stupid. I fucking get it. But then again, when you have something like Facebook, like you said, Dutch, man, I rely on Facebook to communicate more than texting. Like, I use Messenger for everything. So now for 3 days, I can't use it, you know?
Because you broke a rule you didn't know existed.
Yeah, that I didn't even know existed, by the way. Making a stupid joke promoting the show.
Because of
a dumb robot. Or I think a robot. I don't know. It wasn't really clear.
I wonder if you were planning on boosting that promotion, if it would have told you that there was something in there it would have banned.
I don't know, but I wasn't going to boost it anyway.
Well, exactly. You don't want to have to spend $5 every time that you share.
No, I want to be able to fucking say whatever the fuck I want. And I know people are fucking sick of me saying that, but now it's directly affecting me again. Like, everything you say now is a fucking problem. You can't say anything.
Like, hey, Jared, post the link to that site or whatever it was you were talking about where you can copy and paste what if you're going to put a post on Facebook and it'll let you know this is going to get you banned.
Delicious
Rose. Is that what he was talking about?
Delicious Rose says, what if Royce was trying to promote spick and span? Yeah, what about that?
The most racist cleaning supply ever.
That's right.
Why don't.
Well, the most racist one was discontinued. It was called Kuhn+Bloom. But that was like back before, in the before times. I call them the before
the long,
times.
Long ago.
If you call it the long, long ago or the before times, it doesn't sound like the 60s.
What is the derivation of spick? Like, where does that come from?
Hispanic or I think speaky. Do you speaky English? Like, it got down to spick.
You speaky Spanish?
No speaky Spanish or no speaky English. I believe that's where it came from.
Dutch?
Well, I'm gonna search. I can't.
You can't do it.
I was gonna search for spick on Facebook.
I want to bring back wetback. I always thought that was a good one. I don't know why. It's very mean to say to somebody.
Well, start bringing it back. Don't just say it. Do it.
Maul says, wait. Do the Redskins have a Facebook page? Another good fucking point. If the Washington Redskins have a fucking Facebook page, then I call bullshit here.
That's a trademark name, though.
Yeah, trademark name. Okay, when Snoop goes on,
all of a sudden a bunch of white vigilante groups out of nowhere were like, that's racist now.
Yeah, wait, what? When Snoop goes on,
Snyder's like, fuck you.
When Snoop goes on and fucking rolls blunts and drops the N-bomb every 5 seconds, that's fine? On Facebook? That's no problem?
That is a little strange. That's the thing that I don't get is, like, I get, like, okay, they want to be, like, a family site or whatever. But if you're telling me that they're allowing black people to drop the N-bomb all over the place,
they are.
That's a very egregious double standard.
And that's the problem. It's like,
especially if a Hispanic wants to call himself a spick.
Like it's by the way, it's just a dumb thing to say anyway, but whatever. I don't want to get too strung up on it. It just bothers me because I'm just sick of the policing of words, and to the point where I've talked about it before, but to where I find myself, even before I say things, thinking like, can I say that? And then I call myself a faggot and I say it anyway. But it's like, but you know what I mean? Like, I hate people for making me have that little doubt in my head before I say something. I never had that. And I don't want to hear, it's a conscience. You're a narcissist. Whatever. My point is that I should be able to say what I want, and I shouldn't have to fucking have to call myself a faggot to say something because I don't want somebody to get hurt. You know, and it's just silly. Like, forget that. Like, it's come to the point where I can't even make fun of myself without being banned. That's the world we live in. I make fun of myself.
Well, that's what happens when you have 8 years of coddling from the Obama administration.
Thanks, Obamacare.
And just a lot of the word policing, which even towards the end of his tenure was going, this is getting out of control.
Yeah,
idiots.
Even he was like,
Columbia calling them stupid.
Yeah, he was like, come on, guys, what the fuck's going on?
You know, now I don't know how much I feel like there's the trend is shifting now that we got Trump in the white calls, half calling everybody a faggot and just all kinds of crazy shit. So,
oh yeah, and it's just like, you know, I don't understand what this fucking witch hunt is about now. Like, everybody's a Nazi, everybody's this, everybody's that. It's like, stop it, fucking stop it. Like, I can't anymore. You don't want to even go online or look at the news or listen to anything other than music, because if you do, you're sucked into this world of everybody being a fucking idiot. And I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Was maybe it's everyone got a fucking second childhood or something, or I don't know what the fuck it is, but. Like, everyone's a baby, and it's a fucking problem because we haven't had any real issues. And the day we have another fucking world war, I don't know what this country's going to do. I don't fucking know. I'm scared because
I think that's what the country needs. I think we need another war to just, because, like, right now we're creating drama where there isn't any, because just by nature, no, humans like to fight.
But here's the thing, Dutch,
some sort of conflict.
Dutch, I don't even think we're ever going to have a war like we did World War II again, because now, no matter what administration's in there, 50% of the country is going to say they're wrong for going to war. So we can't even unite about that. Dude, in 2001, they flew planes into towers. It's only been fucking how many years? And we've already fucking like, well, who fucking cares? Everyone's an asshole. Everyone's a Nazi. So no. The only hope we have, and I think Reagan talked about it once, is if, like, aliens came. Like, a force bigger than a state. If aliens invaded this planet, where it wouldn't matter where the fuck you're from, and we had, like, Independence Day scenario.
We need aliens to both destroy and save us. That's deep.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. That's, you know what? I'm going to write my memoirs.
Or like a robot upheaval or a zombie, like something like that.
It could be artificial intelligence. We could do ourselves in.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope I'm alive for it. I really, I'm telling you, I daydream way too much. Like, people talk about, like, you know, the lottery or whatever, you know, banging some hot chick. I dream about the apocalypse in one form or another, and like what I would do.
Are you a doomsday prepper now?
Getting there.
Yeah, what do you got so far stored away?
Moss says
I have my zombie tool. Remember, I don't know where I have it, but I don't know where it is.
Moss says you get banned from Facebook once and you're doing the Independence Day speech. No, I've been banned from Facebook 3 times total, not once. And I think my speech is wonderful. That's the best speech in movie history. So you know what? If it unites a country to stop being a bunch of babies, I'm all for it.
So Dutch, you got your zombie utensils?
Sorry, that was my fault.
Well, it's this, like, all-in-one tool. It's like a hammer, a crowbar, like a spike on the bottom, and then there's, like, little, like, holes in it that can be used for different sizes of bolts
speed
or whatever.
Holes.
It's an all-in-one thing. Here, I'll find it for you and put it in the chat room. But I have that, and then like I have like a full mapped out plan of like where I'm gonna go. The one that I think is more likely gonna happen is that solar flare comes in and just knocks out electricity for 2 years.
In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world, and you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind.
Let me tell you something.
Mankind.
This, I know this is a fictitious speech, but it may be better than the Gettysburg Address.
And that word should have new meaning for all of us today.
Everybody was an American that day, Dutch. Everybody was an American.
Everyone.
Everybody.
That was another thing. Like, where were the Russians and the Canadians and everybody else in that movie?
They
was
were
it
there
just Americans?
Towards the end,
I think
they were
wiped out.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Never mind.
Because fuck aliens.
There's my zombie tool.
Bill Pullman or Bill Paxton. Who the hell died?
One of them who no one knows. They're the same guy. One of the Bills.
When I heard Bill Paxton, I really thought it was Bill Pullman for like the first 24 hours.
Poor flying Brian Pillman.
No, he died a long time ago.
Did he ever get inducted into the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I'm not
There's
really...
my zombie tool.
It looks like a really bad screwdriver.
It's like an ice pick.
It looks like you would
No. That thing is like 2 feet long.
Oh, okay.
It's very thick and heavy and weighted. So the inside, it's like a sharp like axe, and then you got that little cleaver thing at the top, and the hammer on the other side, and those weird shapes on the inside. Those could fit like a car, you know, lug nut, and at the bottom. Oh, it's awesome.
Dennis says not as good as this speech, and he posted the Guile speech from
Home Depot.
No, you got it at Lowe's.
the site is from Home Depot.
Kelly got it for me when we were dating. I don't know where she got it from, but yeah.
Was she hunting vampires at some point?
Maybe.
So you didn't even get your own zombie preparation
stuff?
Yeah,
you're the worst.
She picked it out for you?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. I mean, she just saw it and got it for me.
You know what's going to happen when the zombie comes? Kelsey's going to be killing all of them. That she'd be like, baby, can you kill that zombie?
Oh, no.
Baby.
I'm going to be hitting people who I just, even if they're not zombies.
Don't do that. It'd be fun. That's just murder.
I just really want to hit someone.
When
in the head
are you
going
to get
though.
Freaked out and just start killing people because you're going to panic because someone coughed next to you and think they're zombies?
Yeah.
Fucking, you're going to be the guy. That's what's going to happen. And they're going to be in Colorado, so they're going to blame it on weed. It's going to be your fault, Dutch. Why don't you relax? Don't kill anybody with ice picks, please.
I'll try not to.
I said ice picks, Facebook, not ice picks, so don't ban me.
You're already banned.
Oh, you're right. Aw.
You still have 2 more days.
I know.
What are you going to do?
72 hours.
My timeline. Who's going to post on my timeline now? Who am I going to read now?
Nice
Nobody.
It's not nice, Sherry.
Just follow Johnny Five. When he gets drunk, he posts a lot.
He sure does.
Okay.
So he posts a lot, always.
Pretty much. That's pretty much it.
Maybe at some point he'll do the show again.
I wonder what's going to happen to you after 3 days of not having Facebook.
I'll be fine.
Will you?
You do post on there quite a bit, according to Kelsey.
Yeah. What is she, a fucking snitch? Tell her to shut up. How about that? Tell
her to shut up. She's just like, yeah, Royce posted this. Hey, Royce posted that. And I'm just like, he posts a lot.
Don't.
Tell her snitches get stitches.
Kelsey has to go scroll through his Facebook for him and buy him zombie tools. Like, the guy can't do anything.
No. Kelly didn't get it for me. Kelly got it for me.
Oh, Kelly got it for me. Whatever.
Whatever.
Dutch has to have women buy him things because he can't do it himself.
I didn't ask for it. She just saw it and was like, oh, this is great. Maybe my boyfriend
keeps
talking
about zombies.
Yeah, because
you've been daydreaming about
it. I'm sure you asked for it.
You've been daydreaming and wasting your time not actually preparing.
Well, we have a go bag.
Well, I asked you what you had and you said that one thing.
Well, I have that and then I have like a backpack full of like, you know,
gummy
like
bears.
I have everything situated in my house that if shit went down, I go and I grab this, dump it in, grab that, dump it in with my medicines and all kinds. Oh, yeah, I'm great. I have a whole like thing of canned goods that are like stored in the back of the... I'm going to stop talking now.
I hope those canned goods expire.
I hope you get killed first.
It was not you. Mm-mm.
Why do you think that you are better off than like a...
Because I was a Boy Scout.
Dutch.
And how to survive in the wild.
Dutch, the zombies aren't going to molest you in a tent, so I don't think that's going to help you in this scenario.
Yeah, this isn't good.
Why do I feel like you're the
dude?
Last person in this group that can survive in the wild?
A zombie comes and Dutch goes, I know what to do. I'm a Boy Scout. He just starts blowing him.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Seems counterintuitive, yes. Dude.
Quick run. You know what they say? Starve a fever, blow a zombie.
No, I can't wait.
To blow a zombie.
I didn't know you were looking forward to that.
No, the apocalypse. That's gonna be it's gonna be awesome.
You date.
I think it's
going to
happen in our lifetime too.
You think zombie or robot?
Heck yeah.
No, I think electricity outage, where there's no more electricity because the Earth, because of some sort of like a solar flare, the atmosphere can't maintain electrical charge, so that takes out everything. Cars can't start, everything.
That's not going to happen. You watch it too
Tesla?
Much.
So, hey, dude, if all the lights go out and your phone's out and you can't turn your car on, then you'll know I'm right.
When the lights go out in the city, oh, I want to be there.
I just want to be there in my city.
Oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Murray, what did you do
boo,
for your
Boo, Wendy. Boo, Wendy, touch the burger. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo, Wendy. Liar.
I love my board.
The robot board. Murray, you had your birthday. What'd you do?
It was awful. You didn't wish me a happy birthday.
What'd you do?
You're the worst.
What'd you do?
I forgot.
Oh, that's his excuse.
What?
Your girlfriend's birthday is my birthday.
Right, I was preoccupied with her.
I hate you.
It's so hard to send a text message, you horrible person.
I didn't know it was her birthday.
Well, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
If you were to go on Facebook, you would have seen that I posted to both of them with a hot picture of all three of us. Duh.
Yeah, dirch.
I texted your girlfriend happy birthday. I can remember her birthday.
He's a terrible friend. What
okay,
are you getting
I'm sorry. What are you going to say? I apologize.
Program it into
you're
your phone
32.
Right
who
now.
Who gives a fuck about birthdays anymore?
Apparently not you.
You and Kelsey.
Apparently
this
not you.
This is starting to make me mad now.
What's wrong?
Like, she got all mad because we didn't do anything other than dinner for her birthday, and now you're getting mad about this? Go fuck yourself. Anybody who past the age of 30 gets a big deal about their stupid fucking birthday, die. Jesus.
Jesus died on his birthday.
What did you do?
You say is annoying.
So you're bitter because Kelsey reamed you too?
Are you taking out your anger
Kelsey's
on Marie?
Kelsey's yelling at me.
Are you taking out your anger at Marie?
Oh, Royce, you didn't tell her Kelsey had a birthday, so you can't be mad at me. Is what according to Kelsey?
I'm not mad. I don't give a fuck. I'm the one mad at you. Marie is.
So oh, okay, good. So you're not on the same page. Not giving a
don't
fuck.
Rope me in, asshole. Leave me alone. Just because I know you don't give a shit about people, that's fine.
I really don't.
Yeah, we know.
He'd care if it was a zombie's birthday.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, because I could blow him.
Or the cranberries.
That's true.
Ew. Do you have to let it linger?
Do you have to?
We're a finely tuned machine this show. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, we are. You're such a fool for you.
Now, I did the math, and it's unfortunate because this is the second time in 2 years. Facebook somehow updated my profile to have them, like, well, I requested that only friends of friends can find me on Facebook and a couple other privacy settings. And so last year, my birthday didn't actually even appear for anyone to remember it. And so I'm getting, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Like, oh, man, all my friends are going to come out of the woodworks and, like, talk to me because, like, no one talks to you anymore. And I'm really excited to hear from everyone because everyone reaches out to you on your birthday. And then I sit there twiddling my thumbs throughout the whole day until someone says, oh, I can't see your birthday. And I was like, oh, shit, it's private. No one could see it. No one knew. Fuck me. So then after that, I was like, okay, well, I'll fix that because I don't care that my birthday is public. Like, let me fix that up for next year so that doesn't happen again because that fucking sucked. And so I'm all looking forward to it again this year, and it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. All my friends are going to come out and say hi to me and ask me how I'm doing and ask me what my plans are for the weekend because it's Saturday birthday, and oh, my God. And, like, literally seven people out of the 600 somebody that I had. And then Royce is like, Marie, it's still private. I'm like, motherfucker! Motherfucking fucker! So he fixes it around 7 o'clock. So I started getting some towards the end of the evening. But goddamn Facebook, I don't need my birthday private. I like having people talk to me.
Wow, it sounds like you wonderful. It sounds like you have the worst Facebook problem on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe.
I think she does have the worst Facebook problem on the show.
Shut up, Sherry. No one asked you. Of course you're going to be on her side.
Of course.
It's not that I need all the attention about me. It's that I look forward to people actually interacting with you. Because you know how it is, like the same 40, 50 people keep talking to you. And then the other hundreds of people that you've friended over the years are just...
jerking off to your pictures.
Pushed out of your timeline. Ew. Because if you haven't interacted with somebody, the algorithm just assumes you don't give a shit about that person anymore, never shows you any of their stuff. And who has time to check 800, 900 different people's profiles every day to see what's going on in their lives? Can we please go back to the most recent timeline and not top hits timeline? Because I hate the top hits timeline. It's ruining birthday parties for everyone. It's the worst.
Yeah, let me say Spick.
Gotta get back. Get back to the past. Samurai Jack.
Well, don't they have it like on the top right? The second you log in, it just says whoever, who's one of your friends, is, if it's their birthday that yes. day, it just pops up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but Marie's was private, so nobody could see
exactly.
That it was her birthday.
I got that
maybe
part.
Maybe she should have set it to pirate.
I didn't mean to. I thought I had fixed it from last year. That's the thing.
No. I got that part. I thought you were talking about something else just a second ago.
Oh. No, I was talking to John, though. I was like, I already fixed it. But apparently I didn't.
So to answer your question, we ate Thai food for her birthday.
Yes. And then, well, the Thai food was more like another person's get-together because there was also graduation that weekend. But then Sunday we went to the Capitol Grill, and that was my birthday dinner.
Which was really good.
Yes.
But, yeah, when we were at the... at the Thai place, there was a party for a whole bunch of people, and I was talking to this guy who was a defense attorney. Man, I love talking to defense attorneys. They tell you some of the best stories.
Did they get on the defense?
Like, you showed me one guy who showed up in court. The lawyer told him to wear his best suit, so you wear a sweatshirt that was the King of Hearts, like a playing card, the King of Hearts, top and bottom. it's just the dumb things that people do. He says, like, people trade in. They can't afford to pay or, like, you know, trade handguns, and he just sells them. Like, I didn't know how fucking weird all that shit gets, man.
Yeah, Royce got really into talking to this defense lawyer guy.
Yeah.
He was all about that.
And he was like, you should always film cops. He's like, I don't care if you think they're awesome. He goes, you should always film them. He goes, no one has ever regretted filming a cop when they're in court. And that's the truth. Like, and I was like, that's a good point. Like, better to have it or not need it, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah.
So no matter what.
One of my buddies is, similar to that, one of my buddies is one of the DAs here in this mm-hmm. town. So he's on the opposite side of that stuff. He's the one prosecuting people. And his stories are fascinating.
Oh, yeah. No, it's crazy. I mean.
The amount of stuff that goes into just jury selection, like how both sides try to manipulate to get a jury, both lawyers have to agree to, you know, however many people got to be on it. But
I saw the OJ documentary.
Just some of the random stuff that he talked about. He's like, yeah, it's like with this kind of thing, you got to load it up with women from ages 20 to 35 or whatever. It's really cool.
But then other than that, we've been playing Zelda Breath of the Wild.
It's so good. It's one of the best games ever.
I've seen, some play videos of it. It seems like that world is like more massive than Skyrim.
7 times bigger than Skyrim.
Wow.
And it's fucking really, really fun. I mean,
I remember when Ocarina of Time first came out for N64, going, that world was huge. At least at the time, it felt like that.
This is the best game since that game. It's so good. I mean,
is Ganon still the?
I don't know
the main.
He is because they mentioned it. But Ganon is the main guy. But I mean, it's
Calamity Ganon.
It's so cool having Zelda open world like this and. It's one of those things where you could play however you want, kind of like Skyrim, where you don't have to follow a set, you know, thing. It's a lot of fucking fun, man. We have spent so many hours doing puzzles.
Just hours.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm just trying to get through the day fast enough so that I have as many hours as possible at night to play Zelda.
How do you like your Switch, by the way?
I love it. It's great. I mean,
is that the only game you guys have currently? Yeah,
that's the only game you need right now.
That's all we need.
I mean, even if you have a Wii U, I would tell you get it. It's fucking a blast to play. The way I describe the game is they took a lot of the best stuff from a bunch of games and made like the perfect game. Like they took a lot of the tower climbing stuff from like Far Cry or Assassin's Creed to unlock lands. They took, of course, a lot of the Zelda puzzles and stuff like that. They took a lot of the
Boss battles.
The boss battles are pretty fucking epic. They took a lot.
And you play with other people?
No, it's Zelda games. It's just like Skyrim,
just self-contained.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought Skyrim you could play with other people, too.
There's Skyrim, an online Skyrim that's Skyrim. Totally different.
It's different.
That's what I meant. Is there an online element, too?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
So, but, I mean, again, it's fun, man. You get just lost in that world. I mean, little details that other games didn't have. Like, one is, like, you know, if you're running around with metal armor and it starts lightning, you have to take it off because you will get struck by lightning because you're a conductor, obviously. It's little details like that that are...
Yeah.
Real
physics matters.
Yeah. It's really fucking fun, man. I mean, I would say that this is the most fun I've had in a game in years.
Yeah. It's eaten up several hours in the last week.
It's one of those games, too, where they don't fucking do the whole tutorial thing where they're like, oh, my God. Like, you're right into it. You know, you start playing right away.
You just learn as you go.
Yeah, which I prefer that.
You figure it out.
But, yeah, if you're an RPG fan or a Zelda fan, dude, get that. It's game of the year for sure. Everyone's pretty much giving it a perfect score.
Yeah, every time I see an ad for it on TV, it's like, you know, the lowest is like a 9.5.
Yeah, everyone's giving it these great scores. It's fucking... a blast. And the Switch is great, man. The Switch is definitely smaller than an iPad.
How you can also graphics? Play it as a handheld, right?
Yeah. Well, what were you saying, Dutch?
How are the graphics?
As good as PS4 or Xbox One.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
such a small, contained
unit. Yeah. That's the crazy part. In your hands. And
are they cartridge or disc?
Cartridge. They're cartridges. They went back to cartridges.
Ooh. Really?
But you could also buy a however many gigabyte SD card and download all your games if you want to as well. And you could use a regular SD card too. You don't have to use like a special, you know.
Right. I remember.
You just got to format it.
Yeah. So
what was the price on that thing again? It was $3.99 or
$2.99. Again, yeah. For the price, you can't, just for the fact you go on a fucking airplane and play a game like Zelda, like not a mobile Zelda game, but like the full game. And they even thought about it for stuff like that because the Switch itself has a kickstand in the back too. So you gotta kick it up. So wherever you're playing and, when, you know, you dock it into this dock and it goes from handheld right to your TV screen.
And they said the things about the size of an iPad mini.
Yeah, but the size of an iPad mini. A little thicker.
That's amazing, dude.
What's the battery life on that thing?
The battery life on the actual screen itself, if you're playing with it, is about 8 hours.
I think that's about right.
Okay. And the remote controls, but are the remote controls last longer. But here's the thing, Mitch. It uses the new USB, whatever. So if you have any one of those like mobile battery packs, you could plug it into it and anyone and it'll keep charging it.
Right. I was just thinking of the, you know, if you're going to be going on a plane or whatever, you don't want it to fucking die in mid-flight.
Right. Exactly. But you could plug it into like one of those, you know, mobile battery things.
Right. Right.
You could plug it into your laptop and it'll charge from that. So it's pretty good. You know, I mean, for what it does. Let me see here. I want to make sure I'm giving the right information.
Yeah, because I feel like that would... Especially
Nintendo's
on long
new
plane
hybrid
flights.
Console is rated for more than 6 hours of use. 6 hours.
So does if you're using it constantly, like vigorously, it'll last 6 hours.
Whenever the Switch...
Does the Switch have apps, so like, you know, like Netflix and whatnot?
No, not yet. I'm sure it will eventually. Right now, it's just the games. When Switch
just
is
docked, for gaming.
Yeah.
Can you watch porn on it?
No. When the Switch is docked to the TV, it automatically charges, so you should leave the house with full battery every time. However, the Switch uses regular USB Type-C for charging, so you could feasibly top it off with the same charger you use for your laptop or phone. So you could keep charging it if you just have anyone.
I'm surprised they didn't have like their own individual type of port, so then they could sell.
I know.
You know.
No, they were smart
batteries
going,
and things like.
No, they were smart going USB.
They learned their lesson. They learned because they saw what Apple was doing, and they saw people getting pissed and. And look, here's the thing, man. The more compatible you make it, the more people you're going to get to do it. Like, people already have battery banks and stuff like that. So someone says, already have, like, tools, but I'll get a Switch. Like, man, $299 for that is really good, considering that, you know, you get a full gaming system anywhere you go.
Yeah, it is. It is a different type of sales model where you're like, okay, we're going to make this thing compatible with everything. So that way, you know, the money we'll make by selling an extra 5 units instead of having all these, you know, little and add-ons, we'll
the
make
games,
more money with that.
They make their money on the games. Like, that's the thing. Right. The thing is, for the most part, historically, when consoles first launch, most companies take a bath on it. They lose money on the consoles, but they make their money on the games, you know? That's how they make their money back. I downloaded Zelda because I didn't even want to buy a card. I just wanted it right away. And it's, and by the way, the Switch, you still can't fucking get it. I mean, it's sold out everywhere.
How'd you get it? Did you just pre-order it?
Well, no, here's what happened. Mark, you know, Pipple Juice, Ramcat
Jackson.
He ordered it. He ordered the Switch, but he ended up, he was going to return it because he didn't really roll on right now because of whatever. He was saving up money, and I was like, I'll fucking take it. He offered it to me, so he had it delivered to him, and I just gave him the $299, and he gave it to me. And that's how I got it. And it's funny because I ended up buying the NES Classic, the one that came with all the classic NES games, for him because he was looking for that system over here at Target a couple weeks ago. So
you basically bought each other games.
Bought each other Nintendos, yeah. But, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it was a cute couple.
They have such a bromance.
Definitely. If you could get it, play it. And also, he sent me an article, too, saying that they already found the same exploits that certain Apple's things had, which say that it's very possible that they're going to be able to jailbreak the Switch very soon.
And then do what?
If you jailbreak a Switch, then you could theoretically add all the games you want for free.
Oh.
You could download pirated games. The moment you jailbreak it, you could download pirated games and do it. Problem with that is that the way consoles stop people from doing that stuff is that they have something in there that if it doesn't, it won't let you play online if your console's pirated, you know?
Got it. But you don't have to play Zelda online.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but if there's an update, like, for software purposes, and you can't download, unless if you download that and put it on an SD card.
True.
So then don't jailbreak it.
Well, I don't plan to. I'm just saying that there's a...
That's what I say.
There's a possibility.
So you're saying there's a chance.
What was all that Million and One stuff?
One in a million.
I like Million and One.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, get it. If you can get it, get it. It's fucking amazing. It's really, really good.
Very fun.
I can't really sit out. Marie never plays games, so she's really... Oh, she always plays these other games with me, though.
I don't actually play them. I sit next to Royce.
Correct. And watch him play.
Well, and that's just as fun to do, too, you know?
And she'll...
I remember doing that when I was a kid, watching like my brothers play Zelda.
That's what I used to do, too. Like, I never used to play them. I used to watch my big brothers play them. So I never got comfortable using the consoles and don't have the dexterity for it, but I still want to enjoy the games. So I like the RPG games because Royce can play it for me and I can still help him with the puzzles.
And to keep the gender roles going, I do let her cook in the game because you could cook stuff in the game.
Well, because no one attacks you.
No one hurts you when you're cooking. So.
When he needs a break, he's like, here, go cook something. And then I'm really good at cooking.
She is. See, gender roles.
But the second like someone comes out to attack you,
she'll pause and give it to me.
Screamed at you to come over
and
fight.
That's exactly what happened. Yep. He left it for me to go to the bathroom and... As soon as the game kicked on, there was a bad guy immediately running at me, and I went, ah! And I pressed all the buttons until it stopped playing.
And then she goes, there's a guy coming at us, and I press all the buttons. I was like, okay. And then I have to fight him.
I stopped learning what A, B, X, Y, R, L, any of those do. And I cannot joystick viewfinder versus joystick walk forward for the life of me.
Moss says, sadly, the Wii U version of the game sold more. That's because there's way more Wii U's out there than the Switch just launched, and there's people, and not everyone has a Switch yet. So, but I think it broke a record of Nintendo's.
What's the difference between the Wii U version? Just bad graphics, not as good a graphics,
no,
or
the graphics
what?
Are probably the same. I would say it's probably not. It's not mobile because it's not the Switch. You can't take it everywhere.
Oh, good point.
I would say that's the biggest difference. And probably graphics are pretty comparable. I would assume. I mean, maybe a little less, but. I can't imagine anything too extreme where you wouldn't enjoy the game anyway, but Yeah, I think it was Nintendo's record breaking. They sold 1.5 million on launch day, 1.5 million Switches. That's a lot for a console launch.
That's a ton.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see. I mean, look, man, Nintendo's always done stuff differently, and sometimes it pays off like the original Wii, and sometimes it flops like the Wii U. But, or sometimes it is great, like the DS. Like, Nintendo has the best handheld stuff. People were saying that Nintendo's crazy to take this risk because they're saying their new console is basically eliminating the need for someone to buy a DS, or they're not going to come out with any handheld consoles.
They've been riding the DS train for the better part of a decade, though.
No, I know, but my point is that are they not going to make handheld games anymore? Because if you could now travel with an entire system, you know what I'm saying?
But if you make your money on the video games, not the console, then wouldn't it make more sense to streamline the console creation so that you can just focus on making more games?
They do streamline, but no, you're right. I understand that. But I mean, what they're saying is that's, you know, kind of.
It's more efficient. If you only have to make one thing that can play all the games as opposed to having to make two things that have to play all the games, right. You've saved yourself
two different
money.
Versions of code for two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amal says, I read Nintendo actually played Skyrim for inspiration. Yeah, I read that too. No, and this game is not going to be like the other games. I mean, there isn't like this. You know, of course, every Nintendo system has a gimmick. The gimmick is you could take it with you, but it doesn't have a little sensor bar, like a little Wii motion controller, which kind of sucks. And all my Wii U and Wii controllers are useless. But
every time you say Wii U, I think that you're making fun of an ambulance or a French police
Wii
car.
Wii U.
By the way.
But, yeah, man, the Switch takes up, like, no space. I'm amazed how well it plays and how good it looks for the size.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, if you want to go to break, Dutch, we can. I gotta.
Yeah, let's go to break. We'll be back. We'll talk about some other shit.
Okay.
More Like Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Like Radio! MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
The Cousin Joe Show.
I read a thing on Reddit. There's this like a billionaire in Japan, but he was in a motorcycle accident.
That collects asses.
Yeah, he's got thousands of women in boxes, collects cages, things like that.
That's real.
Hang on, do you guys back up? Because I was looking at something. Just start from the beginning. There's a guy.
He's a millionaire.
Billionaire.
He was like an electronics billionaire
in the US.
Or something, right?
In Japan.
No, this is in Japan.
Of course, okay.
But he pays the girls. That is their job. That's
yeah, he
their
keeps
job
them
is.
In boxes and cages he, with their asses out because he loves
he
ass.
He has like over 1,000 of them.
Oh my gosh. I was picturing boxes of cut up asses.
No.
Autopsies.
Like boxes of real women squatting down and there's like only one hole in the box.
You guys put it.
There's a picture
I was
on Reddit.
Like, where do you cut it from? How much do you leave in?
What the fuck? That's exactly what I was thinking.
What? Nick, are you alright? Take a breath.
What?
Say it. Nick needs a minute. I don't think he can
we'll
say
give
it.
Him, we're going to give him a minute. Nick, he's drooling on himself. What were you going to say?
It's someone collects ass. Why does they have to be in a box?
Because he doesn't want to see anything else.
Why are there boxes of asses?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you collect asses, where else would you store them? You said a guy collects asses.
Yeah,
I don't.
Excuse me, I got you a box of asses.
Brad Smith says, is anyone else hard?
I got a chubby. Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, exactly. The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
You read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Okay, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said, don't be a dick, and then you punched me right in the vault, boy.
Well, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
That's in parentheses. Don't actually say that.
Fuck! Okay, let's try again. Hey, it's Bob.
Nope.
Introduce it.
That's not your name.
Did we do it?
Hi, I'm Eric Nagel.
No! That's his name!
Wait.
You're listening to It's Royce Lopez. I'm Eric Nagel. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Royce. Anne Marie.
Hey.
Dutch.
Dutch.
Kyle.
Hi.
Mark.
Hey.
And John.
Hi.
When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio.
Hey, it's Royce.
No!
Hi, I'm Marie.
No, stop. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. We talk about comedy things and news stories.
Florida stories!
And yeah, also that. It's on iTunes, Google Play.
Where else?
Our MySpace page.
No.
So just search More Like Radio and you'll find Hippo Juice and a whole bunch of other cool shows. And if you want to listen live, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., morelikeradio.com, you can find our show.
/live. So remember, sign up for the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio.
And make sure you keep listening to It's Eric Nagel because that guy rules. Boom. Promo.
There we go.
Nailed it. Good job.
There you go, Eric.
Not as good as we're going to do.
Nailed it.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Why are we meeting in a parking garage?
Because what we are doing is unsavory, and we're hiding from God.
You also, you promised Winston and everybody pizzas.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Yes, there'll be pizza. Just do one thing for me first here. Memorize these.
I love sponges because they connect my heart to my hand.
Look, I had to scramble, you guys. I told my bosses how much men love to clean.
What are you talking about?
I know! What do you think I'm rigging this focus group?
Sponges make me feel more exhilarated than any home run or touchdown ever could. This is ridiculous, man. I'm out. I can buy my own pizza. Can somebody please loan me $15? maybe like 20-25 depending on toppings, because I'd love to get a bunch of ham.
What about the tip, dude? What about tip?
I don't give tips. It's for delivery. You don't tip delivery people.
You definitely tip delivery people.
Guys, I get sponges. This solves all our problems. Okay, I make more money. Nick gets his room back. I get my life back on track. Punting the sweet fantastic. For the last time, Schmidt, that doesn't mean anything.
Fine. I'm going to need 1 hour in a quiet room to get in the character.
No.
Right on. After long and thoughtful and careful consideration, Winston is in. Assuming pizza is still on the table.
Say pizza one more time, Winston. Oh, just don't.
No, we just never talked about when we're going to. Like delivery of pizza.
Don't say anything.
Say pizza. Pizza.
Say pizza one more time.
Maybe we talk about toppings, perhaps.
Prismatic.
Second hour. Judge and Roy, Sarah MoreLikeRadio.com. MoreLikeRadio.com/live for you podcasters. If you would like to check us out, we're here every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time.
We heard this song live at Okeechobee Music Fest.
How awesome was
Okey-dokey.
It?
Okey-dokey.
It was good, really good. Grizz in Grammatic.
I think I remember reading somewhere he's going to be doing the Global Dance Festival at Red Rocks, which is like a big three-day event they do. Red Rocks is no joke. I mean, most, you know, concert, or at least, you know, most bands or any artists say that that's like the top place to play. And
first off, it's Native American rocks, and I don't really – I think you'll be banned on Facebook if you use anything otherwise. I just don't want you to get banned, bro.
954-573-2780 if you'd like to get in touch with us. Or if you are listening live and like to – hear or watch the show again, we're on youtube.com/morelikeradio. All the shows that we do are recorded and put up there. Or if you want to just search out Dutch and Royce on any place that you can find a podcast, we are there as well.
That is correct.
So this lack of sleep thing is rough on me. When was the last time you pulled an all-nighter did you guys pull any all-nighters at the Okeechobee?
No, Meshobee? Not even close.
No, we actually
at least got sleep.
Man, when you're 30 years old, man, you really plan your nights. Like, the music festival is 4 days, so you have to plan exactly how many you're going to stay up late. And you really have to time your sleep perfectly, because if not, you'll be fucked up. Like, and when you're 20... fucking no fucking problem. You don't sleep for 4 days straight, and you're like, oh, whatever, that's fine, let's go party. But like,
yeah, dude, I'm struggling right now.
Yeah, like Okeechobee Music Fest. You know, at one night we went to bed like at 9. We're like, we're still tired. Let's just go to bed, and we just went to bed. And we just can't, and we just went to bed. And I thought we were just gonna take a nap. We lay on at 9. I wake up at like 6 a.m. with the sun coming up. I'm like, oh God, I'm so energized. I was like, oh, I slept so well. Time to go do something. And other people are still stumbling into their fucking tents like, oh, what happened?
It's wonderful.
Yeah, man, party responsibly. That's if I have to say anything to fucking people as you grow, party responsibly. Pace yourself and you could party longer. Sure, you could party hardcore, you know, but in your 20s, but then you're not going to be able to keep that up. But if you do it moderately, you could go.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, don't party responsibly in your 20s. That's where the good stories come from.
Nah.
Yeah, you got to get it out of the way so that way you can enjoy partying responsibly later.
I don't think like the first 3 times you have unprotected sex, you get AIDS. I think that's a fucking...
is that a rule?
I'm pretty sure.
And if you have sex with a virgin, it actually reverses the AIDS.
That's right. I read that on superrealhealth.org.biz. And those sites are legit, and that could be on Facebook, but I can't say spick.
Right. Not at all.
I'm a little bitter, Dutch.
I was going to say, I'm glad to see you're getting over it.
I am not going to get over this. You will yield the floor, sir.
The gentleman will not yield the floor.
No, the gentleman will yield the floor.
You guys ever like, notice that? Like,
I love
you guys,
those.
Like, if you like watch any like debates in Congress or any of this type of stuff, especially when they get heated
C-SPAN.
And they're yelling at each other, there's a strange way that they have to talk. They don't say I or me. They refer to someone as the gentleman or
will the gentleman yield the floor?
Passive aggressive way of speaking.
Will the gentleman yield the floor?
The gentleman will not yield the floor.
And it's just this, and then they keep talking, and I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I actually like that. I like that you have to figure out creative ways to tell someone to go fuck themselves. I think that's always funny.
It's great. It's It's better than in England where they have to wear wigs.
Oh, that's so – come on. Again, how am I supposed to take that country seriously? I know you want me to, guys, but at some point you have to realize that you guys are wearing powdered wigs, and you have a queen that doesn't even do anything. The last queen that mattered was Freddie Mercury, and he died a long time ago. So I really don't fucking need any of this shit. Maybe Elton John, it could be argued, but that's about it.
Okay.
So I didn't ask the rest of the show. What did you guys do this weekend?
Well,
I went to Monkey Jungle.
Monkey Jungle?
Yeah.
Oh, I know Monkey Jungle in Miami, right?
Uh-huh.
What is
Holy
it?
Fuck. Okay. Okay, John, explain. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'll
find a commercial.
This guy bought a whole bunch of land back in the 1930s because he wanted to study the mating habits and just monkeys in general. So he imported a lot of these marmots from Asia, and from these six marmots that he had, they turned into 106 monkeys. So basically it's like going on a farm and walking around like
Is it just marmots, or is it other types of breeds?
No, there's other breeds. Like there's gorillas, there's orangutans, there's a couple like spider monkeys and whatnot, and you get to feed them, and it's cool because the whole walkway for the tourist is all like chicken wired off, and it has these little tiny slits that have chain link with like offering dish on it because they give you a monkey chow that you can feed the monkeys with.
Here you go.
They tell you. I have a video going. All these signs.
There's a video of somebody in Monkey Jungle feeding the monkeys there, and if you're looking in the.
But they tell you that you can't feed them with your hand. They said, you know, like that whole liability thing. But at some parts the fence is so close that you can reach up and feed the monkeys. So no one was around. I was like, fuck this. I'm gonna feed a monkey, dude. Like. Little monkey hands grabbing shit out of your hand. It's like the coolest thing in the world.
Holy shit, they got gorillas too, huh?
Yeah, they do.
Holy shit.
I'm just going to see that video of that gorilla that just, like, no pun intended, went ape shit and, like, charged at, like, one of the glass enclosures and cracked it in half while people were on the other side.
Do you blame them, though?
I'll find it.
Do you blame them?
No. I'd charge at the glass, too. Why not? Do you have something else better to do?
I'm trying to see if I could. Gorilla breaks glass at Nebraska Zoo. I found it.
There you go. Yep. Yep. That's it.
Oh, this bitch looks like she's had a lot of surgery. Hold on.
Damaging a window and scaring. A YouTube video shows a gorilla at the Henry Dorley Zoo damaging a window and scaring visitors. KMT Action 3 News reporter Andrea Flores is live this afternoon at the zoo with what is. Tell us about this gorilla situation, Andrea.
Well, good afternoon. The zoo curator here says with three 17 to 22-year-old gorillas trying to establish dominance in the same space, you're bound to see testosterone and some aggression as these gorillas enter adulthood. Now, in this video posted to YouTube, you can see the reflection of a little girl pounding on her chest as she looks at the male gorillas. Now, one of the gorillas, known as Kijito here at the zoo,
pounds
the glass and breaks through the first of three layers of protective glass. Wow. You can hear that reaction there. Now the Zeus.
Dude, the glass just shattered.
Yeah, I think they're gonna show it again, yeah.
Holy and look
how fast this thing
is. Show it again.
This is the first time they've seen this before. It's common for the glass to break because of environmental or engineering causes as well. Gorillas also beat on the glass because of the sound it makes to scare off their peers.
Or they want to get out.
Glass is laminated. It's three layers of glass. So if one panel breaks, doesn't mean that it's going to fall out. So again, the building was not evacuated.
What if he does it two more times?
Dutch.
In the same spot.
Dutch, this guy looks like a grade A gorilla expert and barbecue pit master. So I think he knows what he's talking about.
Right.
No gorilla in the history of time has figured out that you need to.
I'll have you know, we have three plexiglass sheets.
Plexiglass?
Yes. You said it wrong too, you dumb bitch.
No, I was.
As it was stated in the video, and there was no danger to the public.
He looks like the guy at a trade show who would try to sell you a new type of garden hose.
You're right. He looks like someone that pull you aside in a mall.
Now, Kijito has been
Now, what we got here is Gorilla Glass. It's made by the same company as Gorilla Glue. We actually just laid down a whole bunch of Gorilla Glue on
They kept
a sheet.
Getting stuck on it. Their hair, as you can see, that has one has no hair. It ripped it all off.
Right.
About 10 years. Curators say while the gorilla did break through a layer of glass, the zoo checks and replaces the glass frequently. Now, the three gorillas in the exhibit are kind of transitioning through this adulthood. They are black backs.
African-American backs.
Going through the transition to silverbacks as they enter manhood. And, Deanne, I think you'll like this. I just think boys are going to be boys. So what can you do? Reporting live from...
Unless they're a human boy.
Snaps you in half.
Does she want to fuck that gorilla?
Sure does.
I think she's a little too happy about that one. Yeah, dude. How crazy was that?
That's fucking scary, dude. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb here and just say maybe they don't like being in there.
Maybe you shouldn't be climbing tree limbs.
John, with the gorillas that you saw, were they in an enclosure like that, or were, was there any way that these things could get out or anything like that?
For the bigger gorillas, they had kind of like what Harambe had, like that huge drop off.
Dicks out
like,
for Harambe.
Oh my god!
Dicks out.
And maybe. But for the most part, a lot of the monkeys were behind like chain, like really, really, really small squared chain link fence.
That's it.
How much was it, by the way? I'm just curious why they charged for that.
$30.
Okay, that's not bad.
Worth it.
Do zoos depress anyone else?
Yes, I don't like them at all.
Not that I'm a huge animal lover, but like when I see something that an animal that's like a tiger or something like that, that's clearly going insane. It's just pacing back and forth.
Well, Dutch,
and
what
doing
is
the
sad?
Same thing. It's like that's really
Dutch.
Sad.
What do you think about Chico's Monkey Farm?
It's just really Chico's. Sad.
Chico's Monkey Farm, the only drive-thru monkey farm in northern southern Rhode Island. Chico's Monkey Farm, after a prolonged litigation, we're finally open again. Chico's Monkey Farm, there's a fair amount of paperwork before you get to see a monkey, so allow for extra time. Chico's Monkey Farm, keep your windows rolled up, cause the monkeys will pry them open and they're known to strangle kids.
Chico's Monkey Farm, now open pending how it goes.
Did you guys see Jim Brewer's latest stand-up?
No.
He talks about how he went through one of those little drive-through zoos and about how the monkeys just like attacked his car and like ripped off his windshield wipers and destroyed the lights in the front of
dude
his
they're
car.
Fucking brutal. They rip faces off and balls off and fingers. They're fucking not fun. I don't know this, but I get that they look cute in cowboy hats and everything, but they're fucking not. They're no joke. Like
chimps are the ones that are the most aggressive. I remember hearing like Rogan talk about how like he had like one on a set of News Radio about how it's pure muscle.
Oh yeah.
And he had like a baby chimp and it like smacked his back just trying to play and he's like it felt like I got hit by like a Muay Thai fighter.
Yeah.
It was a baby.
But I mean this place, I mean like it's not like a small, tight, close and I mean they
phrasing,
have like
phrasing,
over like 100 acres of like roaming for them to do.
Yeah, the fucking Jurassic Park had a lot of land for the roam too, and that didn't turn out fucking great, John.
No, it did not.
Did you see him in the goat?
Yeah, did you see the goat? You know what, John? That gorilla doesn't want to be fed. That gorilla wants to hunt.
I'll tell you one thing. I don't know if it was mating season or what, but there was a lot of monkeys just fucking each other like going on. It was the
Wow.
Yeah, there'd be like a group of like kids and like their parents like walking by and like overhead because like the monkeys are everywhere. They can climb up on the fence and everything.
And you
just see these monkeys just coming up behind one another and then all of a sudden they just start just fucking on like a fucking steel shed.
Did you just walk into some sort of monkey swingers club?
No, John goes to this monkey orgy on the weekend. It sounds a lot better than when I did.
John, you walked into them having sex?
I can just imagine John walking into a door and the monkey has a red robe on, just starts taking it off and looks at John. And John goes, oh, I'm sorry, and closes the door.
Yeah, I was going to say, did the guide like quickly be like, okay, let's walk through here. They're having playtime. Meanwhile, you're going, no, they're straight up fucking, dude.
Meanwhile, back at Monkey Jungle. Yeah! Oh my god, you fucking nailed it.
Totally nailed it.
I remember Monkey Jungle, man. That place was fucking, that's been there for fucking
that
ever.
Place was fucking closed for a long time.
That place was bananas.
It's been there since the 1930s. Ew. And it's funny, like, driving out there, it's like all the way out in like West Miami, where if you needed to dump a body,
born
you could totally
and raised?
Dump a body.
Is Parrot Jungle still there?
I do not know.
But remember that place, Parrot Jungle?
I think they let Parrot Jungle go.
Hey, Dutch, did you ever want to go to a theme park where you get guaranteed to get bird shit on you?
I hate parrots, I think, more than any other species of animals.
Parrot Jungle.
Well, that's another thing, too, with monkeys. You have to watch out because monkeys can easily pee overhead.
Oh, Parrot Jungle. Cage overhead. Okay.
Parrot Jungle is now called Jungle Island.
Yeah. That's
Don't worry. One. There's still parrots there to shit on you.
Oh, good. By the way, I read something the other day that says if you own a parrot and you didn't teach the parrot to say, help, they turned me into a parrot, you wasted your parrot.
That's a very good point.
That's pretty funny. I grew up with Bert. We had this big foyer when we were growing up in Pennsylvania. Foyer, and my mother had like 6 or 7 bird cages that had all different types of birds in them. And those fucking parrots that she had would just squawk all day.
That sounds terrible.
It was. I hate birds.
That bird better just steal my credit.
Can we get to Mitch and Sherry? Because Sherry has some sort of mom story that I've been waiting for like a day and a half to hear.
Is she a new mom?
No.
No. Okay, Sherry, good. Go ahead. What's your story?
I just want to preface this story that you guys are into Shameless, so just think that while you're hearing the story.
Okay.
For the listeners who may not know, Sherry's family might be on a little bit of more of the blue-collar side of Northerners.
We have two good stories from the weekend. So, mine first. So I stopped by my mom's house to go pick up Mitch's birthday present, and I was sitting on the ground wrapping it casually because I sent it to her house because for some reason companies like to label their fucking boxes with their company name, so I didn't want to give it away too obviously. So I'm sitting on the floor wrapping his present and just casually and out of nowhere she asked me if I would ever donate one of my eggs.
Whoa, for what?
Wait, egg? Wait, your mom asked you if you were going to donate an egg?
If I would ever donate an egg.
For
I
what?
Looked
no,
up
no
at
breakfast her. Or anything? Just, no,
from
just,
the floor.
Just like that.
Just
egg like your ovary?
No, and not your ovary.
Yep.
The egg.
To her? Egg?
So I was like, to you? She goes, well, yeah.
Wait, whoa. How old's your mom? I forgot. How old's your mom?
I think she's like 53.
Does she understand that that's not good at that age?
It would be Sherry's egg.
She doesn't understand most normal concepts. Things.
It's Sherry's egg, but it's still going to be. I think it's. Isn't it also affected by the age of the woman too? Like, I don't think it's just the egg.
I don't think you legally can. Take it at her age. Like, I feel like there's a cutoff.
Okay, because I don't want to say it, but after like 40 something, you're basically have a mongoloid machine in your womb, and it's not good. You know, like,
so I'm assuming your mom's went through menopause. She can't create any more eggs, but she still wants to have a kid. But she wants to have a kid with her daughter's egg.
Yeah, that sounds fucking fine.
Really, really, really creepy.
That is exactly it.
Hold on. Now, after you were like, wait, what? And what did you say?
I was like, wait, what? Like, you. She's like, yeah. I was just, blah, blah. I was like, which one of the 8 guys are you talking with on Match.com are you having a baby with? She's also on FarmersOnly.com.
She's not a farmer.
She's like, blah, blah, blah's name. I can't keep track of all the fucking people she's dating right now. So this just tells me, like, maybe she's lonely. My brother and I don't necessarily visit her, talk to her that often. But to be fair, like, when I leave, I'm like, okay, bye, Mom, love you. And she's like, yep. So.
Your mom's a big old hoe bag.
Maybe give the bitch an egg.
No, it would be my sister daughter or my son brother.
Yeah,
I love sister daughter. Like I said,
did she think this through before she asked you?
She doesn't think anything through. No,
this is a Maury show in the making.
Oh my god!
Does he still have a show?
He'll come back just for this.
Why would why would your mom think that you would go for that?
She's full of bad ideas.
Maybe she asked your sister, and your sister's like, "Ask Sherry."
I don't have a sister.
I thought you had a sister.
Are you
no, just a brother?
Are you sure?
Maybe she asked your brother, and your brother. Can I have your?
Have you ever thought about your cum?
Are you sure? Are you sure she's going to use it on herself, and she's not going to just sell it on the black market? Does she need money? No,
also a possibility.
She's like, well, I was talking to so-and-so on Match.com, but
well, that's her problem. Like, she's talking to people named so-and-so.
So she's dating like Asian guys?
Oh, hello. My name is Dr. So-so. Welcome to Raw Office of So-and-so.
Well, great. Now I'm banned even more on Facebook for that, John. Thanks.
I was like, Mom, there's no way I'm having a sibling 30 years younger than me. No, you have a grandkid. In a few years, like, you'll probably have a couple more grandkids. Like, cool your fucking horses.
I think it's cool your jets and hold your horses. You mix two things together.
I thought it was calm your tits.
Yeah. Horses aren't warm. Your horses are just horses.
The horses could be warm.
I guess they could.
What, have they been exercising?
Hold your jets.
And that sounds dangerous. I wouldn't get near
Don't
a jet.
Hold your jets. Look, Sherry, look, the thing is, just because it sounds rednecky to have a sister brother or whatever you called it, a brother son, like, what's wrong with that? Like, that's just bringing more love into the world. I think you should consider donating your egg.
No.
Yeah, donate it to Cars for Kids.
Look,
that is very odd.
Listen,
can I please bring that up to your mom at the wedding over the DJ loud system?
Nope. You may not. Nope.
I can't. Nope.
Compliment.
We're
going to
be doing the chicken dance. I know you know a lot about eggs, Mrs. Dahl.
Don't do that.
That's a great segue.
Her last name's not Dahl, so there's that.
Can I have your sperm? Egg.
Mitch, what else did I do this weekend?
Anal.
Sister, daughter, brother, son.
He wishes.
I wish. Yes.
She's saving her butthole for marriage.
Sherry, just freeze one egg. Just in case. Maybe you can hold out for like a good portion of the will later on or something.
And save some money. Don't use the hospital. Let Mitch go in there with like a fucking glove or something. He'll get it.
Does she feel like she failed me that much? Like, am I a failure?
Look, yes, Sherry.
Well, she's had
two chances
to practice. So now
Sherry,
yes,
you are a failure, but that has nothing to do with her. You know what I mean? Like, they're two separate things.
No 50-year-old woman that wants to have a baby is having a baby because she thinks that the other ones were failures. It means she misses having a baby.
Maybe, baby.
She's
well, wait,
lovely.
Now, you said maybe, that baby. She was talking to that somebody, whoever it was on Farmers Only, and they said, I'll only date you if we can have a kid?
No,
I'm still confused by that part.
She brought it up to him, and he's like, no, I don't want to have a baby with you.
So she still felt the need to ask you.
But Sherry, wouldn't it be great to have a little sibling that you could, you know, hang out with and be 30 years older than?
On my wedding day, I'm getting the little sister I've always wanted. So there's that.
Yeah, but
don't need any more.
Wow. What's the age difference between you and your brother?
5 years.
Okay.
We were both accidents.
She wants to plan one out this time.
In her 50s. Jesus.
Mitch, what else did I do this weekend?
Oh, boy. He took a gulp.
This is how I celebrated Marie and Kelsey's birthday.
Saturday morning.
At 8 a.m.
I wake up at, 7 o'clock or whatever. So I'm just downstairs watching YouTube or whatever, I've been up for an hour, and I hear this banging upstairs. And I'm not thinking, just a bunch of, knocking, whatever. I'm not thinking anything of it. I go upstairs to go refill my coffee because I've only been up for an hour, so I'm still kind of sleepy. And I see Sherry on a ladder ripping out the ceiling in the living room.
Why are you doing
that? Why are you ripping out the ceiling in the living room, Sherry?
Because why would I not?
Is there buried treasure?
There is.
There,
well,
was,
there was
so much.
There was. But,
buried
but,
treasure.
So, Dutch, you saw, I don't know if you remember or not, but in our living room, the ceiling was all of those, like, they're cardboard tiles. And at
all
some
right,
point,
yeah.
Yeah, at some point, the homeowner was like, I don't like these cardboard tiles. So instead of ripping them out, I'm just going to put popcorn texture over the top of it.
Over the top of them, yeah. Ew.
So we've been saying since we moved in there, like, we got to get rid of this fucking ceiling. So Sherry decided that Saturday at 8 o'clock in the morning was a good time to start this.
I've been up since 5 a.m. I was bored and needed something to do. I thought about going to the gym. This seemed like more productive.
Yeah, so she's banging. I'm like, well, this is happening. So I guess I might as well start helping her rip out the ceiling.
I told him he didn't have to. I told
Bullshit.
Course,
yeah. Everybody Land knows. Factors. Everybody knows that's bullshit, number one. And number two, you started ripping. Mitch also said, I wish I would have known I would have got a dumpster or something.
Well, I was going to get to that. Yeah, because I'm like, well, we don't have a dumpster. If I would have known that you wanted to do this weekend, that's fine. I would have just called up the dumpster people and, you know, said, hey, drop off a dumpster and we'll get this fucking thing done with.
The funny part is I thought about it all week and I even talked to my coworkers about it. Apparently I failed to tell Mitch about it.
Yeah, she never told me.
Oh, are those little like glue patties? Did you have to like scrape those off?
No, they put those tiles over the top of like existing drywall or plaster or whatever.
Right, but I'm talking about those little, like, little circles.
Yeah, those are all glue dot things.
Right, so what did you have to do? You scrape that off or you just take the whole drywall
down? No, we had to rip
down.
Out the entire sheet. We had to rip out the drywall.
Wow.
So now we have exposed beams and insulation falling and stuff.
Brendan in the chat says, when a woman says you don't have to, that means bitch, you better. The thing is, like, no man is going to sit there.
Really
no,
doesn't.
No, but no man's going to sit there and see a woman doing manual labor and not feel emasculated. You're going to have to do it, right?
You have to help, yeah.
You have to.
You want
to
know what's funny about this whole dumpster thing? So everything is in, you know, all the tiles and all of the shits. It's in contractor bags in the corner of our living room. So I'm like, whatever, I'll just call a dumpster guy on Monday. So I call him up and I go to order a dumpster and he's like, oh, well, it turns out your city is in a, they have spring ordinances, like weight limit restrictions on the roads. So they have a limit of like 3 tons per axle. So they can't give us a dumpster until like the middle of April, possibly May.
So now you guys have to sit with garbage in the house because Sherry had a plan that she didn't tell you. And now
it's all these tiles and drywall.
But well, that's another thing.
Sherry, don't you have a wedding to plan? Why are you doing this?
Look at this exposed room.
Because I've been tired of the house.
Joyce and the subfloor and everything.
I've been tired of the renovations getting put off because of the wedding. And I don't have much wedding planning to do anymore. So
I needed something to do, so I ripped out the ceiling. Here you go.
Brendan says, rent a U-Haul and take it to the dump.
Yeah, we're thinking about something.
Don't you have a pickup truck?
Or just take, you know, borrow somebody's truck and just take
I have a truck. There's a place not too far away. We might just throw it in there.
Yeah, just take a couple trips.
You know what it's called? There's a place called McDonald's Dumpster. And what you do is, I've done this before, you go to this place. It's really cool. It's free. You go to, I don't know, am I saying it right? McDonald's Dumpster.
Yeah, you're saying
And you
it
go
right.
to their dumpsters, and you just throw whatever you want in there. And as long as they don't see you, it doesn't matter. Because I have thrown all sorts of garbage in McDonald's, Walmart, or Target dumpsters.
My mom often tells me.
Sorry, Sherry, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh. My mom often tells me just to go find a random construction dumpster and just use theirs because they don't mind.
Forget the construction
They do,
dumper.
Though.
Forget that.
They do mind.
Walmart doesn't mind because you're too stupid to mind. You go to Walmart and you dump your garbage in there. I once dumped a tube TV in there, like an entire, like one of the ones 500 pounds. Remember those old ones? And I go, I don't know what to do with this. I know. Hey, Walmart, in your dumpster, a mattress. I don't fucking care because as long as they don't see you, and even if they see you, what are they going
to
do? You just drive away and laugh at them like I've done.
Take this with you.
Like, I've no, laughed. I have laughed. Away.
I got his plates. Can't prove anything.
I've laughed in their face. I've gone, yeah, okay. Sure, call the police. And then I leave because that's the way to do it, Mitch. You jump in there. What's the nearest fucking Dear Home Depot by you or Lowe's? Any one of those places that has big dumpsters. Actually, Home Depot's and Lowe's are the best because they do have construction dumpers.
Dumps like a truck. Mm-hmm. Truck. Guys like what? What?
Or any type of a restaurant, usually behind, they have like that those dumpsters that are, they have like the kind of like, it's not like closed off, but it's like a slight maze around these like brick enclosures to get to the dumpsters.
Hold on, wait a second. I thought Sherry's mother-son was the weirdest, most white trash thing I've read until Maul says, my dad once dumped an entire barrel of grease into a Long John Silver's dumpster.
Jesus Christ.
They won't notice whose grease it
barrel, is. A barrel!
A barrel. I just imagine it was 55 gallon drums. Where did you get a barrel of grease?
Oh, yeah, how did your dad get a barrel of grease? Can we get to that part
the
of the story?
Black market?
Oh, my God.
So that was my Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
So you until
about 1 o'clock.
Yeah, a couple hours. It wasn't.
That didn't take long at all.
It wasn't terrible. We found all kinds of hidden treasure in the ceiling have been in there.
Yeah, what was that? I saw that picture.
There was marbles. There were crayons. There was a ceramic cow. There was like a U.S. Navy poster thing.
Is that a bird's nest?
Yeah, it was like a bird's nest or something. I don't know. We found this poster in here, which is apparently a thing that they give out to people in the Navy once they cross the equator or something like
what
that.
What year?
It doesn't have a year on it.
Oh.
There's no names on it either.
We looked it up. It's only worth like maybe $10. So it's not worth it.
There's photographs. There's a table or crib end. There's keys. There's a pink hair curler. There's an Easter egg wrap. There was
how
lots
did
of
stuff
Easter
get
egg
up
grass.
There? They just
I don't know.
Up
that's
there
the
while
problem.
They were drywalling it up or
a Christmas card?
Dude, I have no idea because if you look at the ceiling. There's obviously floorboards on top of it, and there was insulation underneath. So at some point, these things got on top of the drywall, but below the insulation that was blown in and underneath the floorboards.
Oh, guys, you have insulation to deal with, too?
Yeah,
look
that
at
was
those
fucking
photographs.
Mess. Oh, my God.
It was blown in. It wasn't like just the
it
strips?
Was the it was the blown in insulation.
God, that shit because is I'm like, fucking messy.
Because I'm like, oh, no, this is going to be a fuck. Because we opened up a little part and there was a little bit of blown in. I'm like, this is awful. This is going to be a fucking mess. And then I looked up through the little crawl space up there and I looked in. I'm like, oh, wait, no, it's all laid in. It's the sheets of it. So or the rolls of it. So we should be fine.
Which is why I thought it would be no big deal to just do it.
Right. Well, it turns out that it was blown in and then covered up with a floor and then laid with the rolled in on top of that. So,
so you had double layer. Oh, yeah.
So it was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Mess.
Would you have been able to know it was a big deal if you had planned
not until
ahead
we ripped
out
the ceiling?
Yeah. So
no, there was no way of knowing.
Yeah. I could have stopped and just had a big hole in the ceiling, and the whole time I was like, "So you're not mad at me? You're not mad? Because if you say something on the show that you don't say to me now, I was like, I'm going to be really pissed at you."
By the way, I was like. I remember Sherry saying that a lot when we were hanging out around New Year's too. So you're not mad at me, Mitch?
Are you mad at me?
I mean, it was a different context, but still, that was being said a lot too.
Totally different context.
Yeah.
Mitch, get mad?
I mean, somebody did cross the equator. Okay, I gotta pee. I'll be right back.
Do you ever get mad at Sherry for anything she does?
No, I never get mad at Sherry. One time when she lost a memory card, which could have gotten her fired.
And he went out to the garage and was like screaming at me without me even being in there. But he never told me that. He told me on the show to all of you guys. So that's why I was like, if you say anything on the show that you don't tell me now, I was like, I'm going to be pissed at you. No, I'm fine. I just wish I would have known to get a dumpster. I was like, okay.
It was already too late at that point. So I'm like, what am I going to do? Yell at her? Put the ceiling back.
I would have
said, yeah, that's exactly
individual.
What I would have said.
I actually thought about you in that instance, Dutch, at what you would have done and how it was exactly the opposite of what I would have done.
Just like, no, you're putting it, put it back. Get glue and put those tiles back.
I could have left it with just the tiles off and all those little glue dots on the ceiling. That'd be silly looking.
You must have really hated that
popcorn roof. We live in a
cave.
It's very dark now because there's no ceiling to bounce the light around in.
Right.
What's are you going to put in, since you already have it down, are you going to like just go ahead and put up recessed lighting or anything like that while you're at it?
Yeah, we have some can lights and stuff we're going to put up there, so it's actually going to be a lot easier because we don't actually have any lights in there except in the very back. So we're gonna fill. We're gonna put 6 candle lights throughout the entire living room. Nice. That are gonna be.
Yeah, I was gonna say, since you're there, might as well just get it done. Yeah. You can run the wire and everything easily.
Yeah, we're doing all that.
Nice.
What kind of roof are you way, gonna, or ceiling are you way, gonna yeah. have?
Go ahead.
What kind of what?
What kind of ceiling are you gonna put in?
We're just gonna throw up some drywall and do a knockdown texture or something. Something simple.
Okay.
By the way, Maul, going back to the barrel of grease, you posted a picture of it. Just as I honestly forget, but he was hunting bears and he used grease to lure them.
Oh, yeah, okay. That sounds right.
That makes sense now.
That's what we do to hunt bears.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get barrels of fucking grease and donuts and
I save all of our grease whenever.
Gummy bears and shit.
And I bring it to my grandpa. I'm like, Grandpa, I got you gallons and gallons of grease and bacon grease. They love that shit. Fatten them up.
You're allowed to just go out and shoot bears? I thought you had to, like...
Well, I mean, you get a license
I had a license last year, dummy.
Yeah, she talked
about
it.
What kind of bears are in your region?
Mostly black bear, some brown. Okay.
I mean, you're just...
Koalas.
Those are marsupials.
You start shooting koalas, the most adorable bears to kill.
Oh, my God, they're so sleepy.
Do you know like how people are getting mad at Trump trophy hunters? Could you imagine what would happen if like she sat over, posted a picture of her holding up a koala ear and had like an arrow through it? She puts like thumbs up to the camera.
And by the
way, how every person would hate you.
She would be holding one dead koala in each arm by the feet, just hanging.
Like, yeah, hanging. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, hold it out like a trophy fish.
Mm-hmm. You swing it over your bag, your back like
koala
a koala bra. Backpack.
The koala bra.
The koala bra. What's the worst thing you can kill for people to get mad at you?
Baby seal. Those are pretty bad.
Penguins.
People get mad at that.
Clubbing seal. Baby seals.
Dogs.
Babies.
We're talking about animals.
Oh. We're mammals.
Babies.
Well, if you had like a
babies are illegal to kill.
Picture.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
House cats.
Yeah, house cats would be
pretty
okay.
Yeah, you just hunt domesticated. No, you just hunt dogs.
No domesticated animals. Wild animals. What's the cutest thing that people would be outraged if you killed?
Meerkat.
Yeah, those are basically rodents.
Lemurs.
Yeah, I was because
everybody's gonna be looking at that, going, "I like to move it." I would, like, "Oh, they killed that guy."
Yeah, it's true. I would say like a sloth.
A sloth, because it's not even a fight.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I can walk up to a sloth and punch it to death. I can punch it to death. And don't just look at me with a stupid sloth face.
It's true.
Aw,
no, but, don't.
Kristen Bell would revolt against you.
I know. I would revolt against.
Brendan
me.
Says otters.
Otters are pretty darn cute.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Yeah.
Otters are like the thing now is showing videos of otters being adorable. Have you seen them eat little crabs? Oh my God, they use rocks. It's adorable.
We went to the aquarium when we were in Florida with me, my brother, his girlfriend, and Kelsey. And they had like an otter training session going on. Just the whole time we're going,
Yeah.
So
seals.
Otters are so babies. Fucking cute.
Oh, look at that little seal.
Little harp seals.
Those are
so squishy.
I want to club it.
Don't. They're so cute.
It'd be like something out of a video game. Just like just to have that red spray and see how far you can get it.
No.
My God, you're
white.
So horrible.
Have you ever seen those videos, though?
Yeah,
Those videos that they have, like, it's the PETA, and it's like the anti-clubbing. They just kind of show overhead shots, like helicopter shots of, you know, these big Canadian brutes running around with 9 irons, just hitting seals. And after a while, it becomes a video game. You're just like, ooh, yay, get him.
No.
Or maybe it was just me.
No, no one wants that. Baby seals are just the cutest. And it also reminds me of the book, Stop Clubbing, comma, Baby Seals.
<And it's, laughs> oh, my God.
The seals are dancing club. In a club. Best.
Yeah, it is weird what we draw the line to. I mean, I really don't care. I'm glad. I want to go hunting with Sherry one day. I already told her it's going to happen. You got to take me hunting with you, Sherry.
But Sherry
okay.
says it's boring.
No, I want to
Sherry. I want to go shooting with you.
I want to hunt deer.
Yes,
I've gotten so much better.
I want to hunt deer.
Okay,
will you teach me?
I will teach you.
Okay, I want to try.
It's expensive if you're an out of state.
What can I hunt? Man, the deadliest game.
Well, you don't need a license for that.
Okay.
Hannibal Buress has this big bit about how he wants to eat penguin. because he figures as far as all the birds, that's got to be the juiciest meat.
Well, oh, yeah.
It would be
and
similar
also
to...
fuck penguins, so yeah, I'm with him.
Have you ever...
Hannibal Buress always has a 24-hour, like sleepy face. He's annoying.
Have you ever had duck? I would imagine duck would be similar to penguin, except penguin would be even fattier.
Duck
would be oily.
It's greasy, yeah. It's a greasy type of meat.
I've never had it,
meat.
But I heard it's not good.
No, I love it.
I've had it before. It's a greasier type of meat.
Yeah. If you get duck, like fried duck a la orange, orange, at like a Chinese restaurant, oh my God, it's so good. You have to get it fried with like some citrus or whatever, because yes, it's very fatty. But you get like penguin a la l'orange, and it'd be tasty, right?
I figured.
That animal is
basically a food source anyway, so why wouldn't we want to try and eat them?
You would have to make sure that the penguin didn't just eat a whole bunch of sardines first, though, before it died. I feel like that would have some sort of effect on the taste.
Maybe. I feel like they'd be very blubbery.
They would be.
Oh, Sherry, we could hunt turkeys here or something. Like, we could hunt animals in Florida, too, I'm pretty sure. We have deer, I think. Yeah.
I've never hunted a turkey. It's on my to-do list.
It seems pretty easy. They're turkeys.
Turkeys are really smart.
How are they smart? They look.
I've actually heard that before. Like they're really very evasive, smart. And like they can, they'll outsmart you.
Really? Are they smarter?
Like deer,
than,
like compared to deer? Deer are fucking stupid.
They're retarded. Yeah.
Like deer will attack a cardboard cutout of a deer and say, "Fuck you, get out of my house."
Are turkeys smarter than an ATV running over them?
They're faster.
I think they're considered one of the smarter birds in the bird kingdom.
If they're so smart, why
Ben Franklin wanted to make them the national bird?
If they're so smart, then why are they so delicious?
Well, I mean, once you figure out how to corral them and make them fuck in a cage, then it's like, you know, then they can't really get away.
That's right. So you're welcome. The turkey's delicious.
Bird is the word.
No.
Speaking of that song, this weekend we actually went to a burlesque show, and one of the people there was a fire dancer, and he did his fire dancing thing to that song.
To that song,
yes.
Okay, was it good?
So he was spinning around his balls of fire and, you know, blowing fireballs and putting them all with his hands and stuff. It was fun.
I feel like that would detract from whatever it was he was doing.
The song?
Yeah.
No, he was having a lot of fun with it.
Okay.
You can tell because Mitch was getting turned on.
Yeah. I'd blow him.
He had a stiffy.
And his assistant was really hot.
What was his name?
Truth.
What was his name, he says.
That classic. It's a classic. It always works. That burn always works. That does. Is a classic. You could take it out at any point in time.
That's with mom jokes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like soul food. Like,
mom
always,
always works.
Yeah. Absolutely. Your mom always works.
See? Right there.
Oh.
Speaking of mom jokes, so I work in an office environment, as you all know. And one day, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, a screw was left standing upright on the side of one of my cubicle walls.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know if, like, someone left the screw to go get a screwdriver and is coming back and my cube's going to fall down or whatnot. So I left the screw there. And then days passed and no one touched the fucking screw. So then I got frustrated, but I didn't want to leave the screw. Like, it kind of just became a part of my cube. So then I just put a little sticky note underneath it that said, "I got a screw loose." Underneath the screw. And now I get audiences of people that are walking by that stop and go and read the thing. But they still don't even talk to me. I hear them muttering, "I got a screw loose." And then chuckle themselves and then keep walking away. And then someone else later on, decided to leave an Energizer battery next to my screw afterwards. So then I was like, well, I can't not have a note underneath the battery. So then I put, and I don't have any energy to do anything about it. Oh my underneath God. That one. Come on. And now, like, I swear to God, people keep stopping and looking at it and chuckling to themselves, and I feel like I'm going to get more objects on my cube.
People are just going to start sticking objects on your cube.
Start sticking random stuff and see how long this is going.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag office humor.
So that's what you do at work?
That's what I do at work now. There's zero interaction with humans, by the way. No one has come up to me and said, like, that's pretty funny.
I just...
Like, I hear people on the other side of my cue balls reading my notes, and no one says anything.
So that weirdo over in cube four is just putting things on top of a cube and sticking sticky notes underneath it. Why would you do that? I don't know.
I was really curious how long it would take before someone noticed I left. I got a screw loose underneath the screw. It definitely took a day.
Could you take a picture of that for me?
I'll do it tomorrow. It's still there.
Yeah, don't post it on Facebook because I won't see it.
Oh, I'll share it with you, babe. I'll put it in another chat. You still got Kick? WhatsApp?
Just put it in
AOL Instant Messenger?
Send it to me on AIM.
Yeah?
Yeah, AIM it over to me.
Okay, I'll do that. Might take a while. I don't think it has good upload speeds.
What's AIM?
Oh, my God. Shut up, Sherry. Come
just
on.
Kidding.
Shut the fuck up, Sherry. Come on.
Yeah, you nailed him.
You're about to have you're about to have a fucking little sister or little brother that's your
sister daughter. Daughter.
Mongoloid. Yeah, I don't want to fucking hear any sass from you.
Sister son?
Yeah, you
we
go.
Can't assume it's gender.
You're right. That's a pretty good point.
Right. You can't assume your sister daughter's gender.
Sister daughter son's gender.
Brother son?
Brother son sister daughter.
It could be a brother son.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that we're all fucked up like this.
Guys, everyone needs to start sending Royce emails of stuff that's happening on Facebook while he's off for 3 days.
Right. Just text them screenshots of what's going on Facebook.
Well, I could see Facebook.
How's life on the outside? Who's the president right now?
Something huge is going to happen, which Facebook just blows up and everyone needs to comment and get involved in this thing. And Royce won't be able to.
Hey, you know what? You know what they say, man? You only do 2 days, the day you go in and the day you get out. That's a fucking Wire quote.
But you're doing 3 days.
Yeah, but you're doing three.
So there's a day in between those 2 days.
No, I know, but the Wire, forget it.
It's 3 days.
I can't even explain it. You guys are idiots. All of you.
What if we pass
the sun? We still have our Facebook pages.
What if
I thought you were going to say we still have our freedom. Right. I swear I thought you were going to say we still have our freedom.
What would you do?
I'm going to send Marie so many tip pics that you can't see.
Oh, in the Fargo chat?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Now he's getting mad.
Well, shit far.
Well, shit far.
No, that won't work because Royce has my login so he can check up on things. I logged in with my account for him at home.
Oh, my God.
He's like, what do I do? Why don't you give me your account? Don't
I think
start.
You have a slight addiction with Facebook.
Don't
no,
start posting.
No, that's bullshit. I asked for the account so I can get into the Dutch and Royce page and broadcast live.
Yeah, it was for the show. But seriously, don't start posting racial things on my account and then get me banned.
You need to log out it. Immediately after the show so that he can't look at Facebook tomorrow.
No, that'd be mean.
I can still see Facebook. That just doesn't let me like or comment anything.
Oh. It's not like it's kicked you out?
No.
Oh, that's, you can still roll around it. You just okay.
That's stupid.
Oh, he's just upset because he can't be the center of attention now.
Yeah, that's very good. Thank you. That's that's a good way to describe it.
That sums it up.
Very factual. I want to be the center of attention. I deserve to be the center of attention.
Are you gonna make notes of things you want to comment on once you're?
Oh yeah.
You get out of jail.
You should.
I'm gonna write a diary
you
and then
should.
Retrospectively go back and comment on things.
My dearest Facebook, it has been a fortnight since I've seen you. All right, Dutch. It's time to wrap up.
All right. Hey, you know what? Let's flip roles.
Yeah,
we're
doing
do it.
It
now.
Okay. Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I got a screw loose.
Sherry, why are you better?
I am better because I get shit done.
John, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I went to Monkey Jungle.
Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because unlike the rest of you fucking peasants, I don't need a ceiling.
Dutch, why are you better?
I still have a Facebook account that I don't use.
And I am better than you because they can't hold me down. I'm going to rise like a phoenix. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to Dutch and Royce. Hippo Juice tomorrow. You can also subscribe directly on iTunes. Search for Dutch and Royce if you want to do it that way. All right, guys. We're out of here.
See you next week.
Yeah! Danger, danger.